Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Strange turn of events in the AFC North, the rapidly deteriorating AFC North. The Browns are trading Joe Flacco and a sixth-round pick to the Bengals for a fifth-round pick. What is happening here? Can he still play? Can he still throw? I think he can. I think this is definitely an upgrade. And I think he's the type of guy who's going to give T. Higgins. If you watch that Bengals game, did you watch any of that the other day, Limits?
This past Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Browning didn't give his playmakers any chance.
Oh, no.
And they were getting totally frustrated. He had some guys wide open. But even if they're not wide open, they're so great that if you put the ball in their vicinity in a good spot, they've got a shot. He can do that. I think Flacco is a big upgrade for them. They're trying to stay afloat. Desperately trying to stay alive until Joe Burrow comes back. I actually think this is a great move by the Bengals. I don't know if you're the Browns. Why do you do this with a team in your division?
And you know what else it means for the Browns? You're one play away from Shedeur Sanders coming into the game.
That's right.
You're one play away. Flacco was your backup. Now he's gone.
That is exactly right.
They must have some faith in Shedeur that he could step in if called upon, or they are fully embracing the tank.
Well, we'll let the PM guys take that story. They're going to have a lot to talk about. And in the meantime, the Penguins are launching their season. And my God, look at this roster. Just look at it. After the top line of Raquel, Crosby, Koivunen, you've Mantha, Malkin, and a man named Brazeau. You familiar with his resume, Limits?
Brazeau.
You want to tell me a little bit about Brazeau? And then you have Novak, Kindle, who I'm interested to see, one of the teenagers on the team, and Tomasino. That's your third line. That's not exactly some of the third lines of Penguins Stanley Cup vintage, is it?
This is not the HBK line, Joe.
It's the NKT line, the TKN line, the TKN line. Novak, Kindle, and Tomasino, followed by Dewar, Lizotte, and Achari. Your top defense pair is Carlson with a man named Wotherspoon. Is that Clarence Wotherspoon, former Philadelphia 76er?
No, Wotherspoon.
Wotherspoon. Shea and Letang, Jones and Brunick, and Brunick is the other guy who, to me, is one of the most interesting players on the team. He's wildly talented. 18 years old, I believe. This roster stinks. This is a trade or two away from being pure tanking. I mean, you trade Raquel, which they should have done at last year's deadline, which I have to believe they would have done, except they feel compelled to have line mates for Sid, which you can understand. But part of me just wishes they would break away for good and go full rebuild. These aren't the Capitals of last season. Come on. This is a team that, and I believe a GM that wants to bottom out this season and start over. And I think having Sid still wanting to win so badly, and now having the comments from Pat Brisson out there, and quite frankly, the comments from Sid, even after all of this blew over, you know, kind of the best he could do was say he was surprised by Brisson's comments, but he still never said or came back to, listen, I'm a Penguin for life. Why are we even talking about this? He's not saying that anymore. So Kyle Dubas is trying to walk that line of how do I keep Sid satiated while still going through with my plan to rebuild this hockey team. If Sid had given him the green light and Pat Brisson, you go do what you want, do you think Raquel and Rust would be on the Penguins? Do you think Letang would be here? Do you think Malkin would be here? I don't.
I think the big three would, but I think Raquel would have been gone.
Well, like I said yesterday, maybe the big three would, because they have those no movement clauses. But losing gets old fast.
Oh, yeah.
And where it once seemed unthinkable and what a great idea it was for all of them to ride into the sunset together, losing and losing and losing tends to erode that mentality to the point where when you get to the trade deadline this year, things may have changed. Malkin didn't exactly shut the door on that idea. And it might look real good to Chris Letang when the Penguins, you know, are third from the bottom in the NHL 5 months from now to say, yeah, I'd love to go home to Montreal and go try to win a cup. And why not? Like, why not? But the big question, of course, is Sid. And how much more of this can he take? Look at this depth chart. Novak, Kindle, Tomasino, Dewar, Lizotte, Achari, Wotherspoon, and Carlson are your top defense pair. This Shelov's in net. This looks like a team that's in a tank. It does. And maybe Shelov's, you know, realizes some of that potential he has, but this could get very ugly. That's my first impression. It's interesting. There are some interesting players. I wish that Mirashov was on the team, because then it would be real interesting. But this has the potential to get mighty ugly fast, and then the whole Sid story becomes way bigger, way bigger. And the question will be, how long does he want to tolerate this?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I mean? Limits. I don't see a quick fix here.
Well, and my take on all that is, other than the Sid thing, I'm trying to set the Sid thing aside and thinking that he's going to stay close to regardless, is that that's okay. They need to be a team that is bad this year. Like, I want to see development from these younger players. I'm glad they're playing the 18, 19-year-old kids that are getting a chance.
Yeah.
But for me, my opinion, the best way to be able to get back and on track and win again is to put yourself in best position to win the lottery and get your next star 21 years after Crosby, after us 21 years after Lemieux, and draft Gavin McKenna. For me, that is the quickest way.
That would be ideal, but how many times can you get lucky? I mean, they created their own luck with drafting Mario, and still only won by the race to the bottom by like 3 points over the Devils, even though they're intentionally losing games from the coaching perspective, trying to, and then from the GM perspective, of course. And then they sort of tanked, they pretty much did, with the Yager trade and everything else, to put themselves in position to get Sid. But by that time, there's a lottery in the NHL, and they had the 6% chance. You just can't rely on that, but you never know.
No, you can't.
The Penguins have been lucky that way throughout the course of their history. They also got lucky that they lost the Ovechkin sweepstakes in a year where there was another generational talent available with the number two pick.
Yeah, you got to take risks. And I think that's a part of the risk.
I don't think they're going to need much help to be pushed toward the bottom of the league. But man, the fascinating piece of this is Sid, because I feel like his desire to win, and that was made very clear by Pat Brisson, sort of may hamper Kyle Dubas's ability to go as far as he wants to go with the rebuild. So do we reach a point? And I think this would be okay too. It's awesome when a guy plays for one team his whole career. I think everybody would survive, and in a weird kind of way, it would be Sid's last great act of philanthropy to this franchise to say, you know what, maybe it is best. And maybe the best thing for me and for you, with all that I could bring back to Pittsburgh in a trade, maybe it's just best. Because, man, the losing gets long. It all sounds good. Sure, I'm willing to go through a little of a rebuild. We've won so much. All of that, I can skate away with my buddies. Well, now your buddies, at least Gino and maybe Letang, are really, it would appear, nearing the end. And you're losing a lot, and you really don't have a chance to make not with this roster, to make the playoffs. That gets old in a hurry, and things just simply change. And I wonder if we're getting real close to that with Sid, and who could blame him? And it might be the best thing for both parties. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly, cloudy and a high of 70. Ernie Stautner, low of 64. Edmund Nelson. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Bob's back tomorrow. We'll open with a six-pack and a Penguins opener. Thank you, Limits.
Thanks, Joe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.